of lords and King of all kings.
唯有耶和华配得敬拜和尊崇,
only our Lord is worth our praise and worship. Let's all rise, please.
大声赞美, 坐在宝座上, 圣洁羔羊,
we'll sing a song, the Holy Lamb on the throne. King of all kings,
万主之主, 唯有你配得敬拜和尊崇, 万王之王, 万主之主, 我们高举你生命直到永远。
阿爸父, 是我们的磐石, 是脚前的灯, 路上的光。
Our dear Father is our rock, is the lamp, is the light in our path.
是道路, 真理和生命。
Is the way, the truth, and the life.
阿爸父, 为我们设立了标杆, 我们的人生因此不偏离方向。
Our dear Father has set up us the goals so that our life cannot be astray.
我们的人生因此有了活泼的盼望。
Therefore, there's a living hope in our life.
让我们唱阿爸父。
Let us all sing Abba Father.
Oh,
25-26节这样说道。
Psalm 73, verses 25 to 26 says,
除你以外，在天上我有谁呢？除你以外，在地上我也没有所爱慕的。我的肉体和我的心肠，但神是我心里的力量，又是我的福分，直到永远。
Whom have I in heaven but you? And earth has nothing I desire besides you. My flesh and my heart may fail, but God is the strength of my heart and my portion forever.
请大家唱除你以外。
Let's all sing, Whom have I but you?
天上我还能有谁？除你以外，在地上我别无眷恋。除你以外，有谁能擦干我眼泪？除你以外，有谁能带给我安慰？虽然我的肉体和我的心肠渐渐地衰退，但是神是我心里的力量，是我的福分，直到永远。
再来一遍。
除你以外，在天上我还能有谁？除你以外，在地上我别无眷恋。除你以外，有谁能擦干我眼泪？除你以外，有谁能带给我安慰？虽然我的肉体和我的心肠渐渐地衰退，但是神是我心里的力量，是我的福分，直到永远。虽然我的肉体和我的心肠渐渐地衰退，但是神是我心里的力量，是我的福分，直到永远。
阿爸父神，我们感谢你，我们再一次可以来到你的面前，借着主耶稣基督的救恩，我们可以来到你的面前，我们来感谢你，我们来称颂你。 主啊，我们要把一切的称颂都归给你，因为你是值得我们敬拜和赞美的神。主啊，我们感谢你对你的教会的带领和保守在一切的事工上。主啊，我们求你真的是继续的带领你的教会走在一条敬虔的道路上。主啊，我们切切的再次为着十月份的布道会来向你求恩，求你在你的教会行奇事，在我们每一个人的生命当中来行奇事。主啊，求你真的是来预备很多的曾经来到我们教会当中的慕道友的心，他们让他们有一个渴慕你道的心。主啊，求你让他们真的是借着我们弟兄姐妹的邀请，他们在布道会期间都能够愿意来到我们的当中。主啊，你要在那个时候，你要得着你要得着的人。主，我们就来仰望你。主，我们也感谢你在我们个人生命当中的带领，你的奇妙的作为。求你继续的保守你的儿女们每一个跟你的关系。主啊，求你继续带领每个团契，我们彼此之间的彼此相爱，我们团契之间肢体之间的彼此相爱。主啊，让我们真的是每个人在你的身体里面不断的能够长大，满有耶稣基督的身量。主啊，我们就仰望你，求你继续的带领我们以下的时间，特别使用Joseph 弟兄，让他真的是把你的话传到我们的心中，让我们的心灵都能够得着饱足。主，我们就仰望你，求你在我们的当中显荣耀，听我们同心合一的祷告，奉主耶稣基督的名求，
阿们。 Please be seated.
现在是起应的时间。
It's time for the responsive reading.
今天起应的经文是约翰福音第八章十二到十九节。
The scripture is in the book of John, chapter 8, verses 12 to 19.
在教会圣经新约部分第177页。
It is in the page 177 in the Church Bible in the New Testament.
由李月弟兄带领。
And Brother 李月 will lead this responsive reading. Page 177 in the Church Bible, the New Testament.
我们今天起应的经文是约翰福音。
So what we're going to read is the book of John.
第八章十二节到十九节。
Chapter 8, verses 12 to 19.
我念双数节，请大家回应单数节。
I'll read the even numbers. The congregation, please read the odd numbers.
耶稣又对众人说：我是世界的光，跟从我的就不在黑暗里走，必要得着生命的光。
法利赛人对他说：你是为自己做见证，你的见证不真。
耶稣说：虽然我为自己做见证，我的见证还是真的，因我知道我从哪里来往哪里去，你们却不知道我从哪里来往哪里去。
你们是以外貌判断人，我却不判断人。
就是判断人，我的判断也是真的，因为不是我独自在这里，还有差我来的父与我同在。
你们的律法上也记着说，两个人的见证是真的。
我是为自己做见证，还有差我来的父也为我做见证。
他们就问他说：你的父在哪里？耶稣回答说：你们不认识我，也不认识我的父，若是认识我，也就认识我的父。
是，阿们。
现在是奉献的时间。
It's offering time.
奉献是基督徒的义务和本分。
Offering is the rights and responsibility of Christians.
如果您没有准备好或者不明白奉献的意义，当奉献袋传到你跟前的时候，请您恭敬地把奉献袋传给下一位。
If you are not ready today or you don't understand fully the meaning of offering, please pass the offering back to the next one.
在收奉献的同时，我们唱奇异恩典。
Well,making the offer, we're going to sing a song, The Amazing Grace.
Qi en dian, he deng gan tian, wo zui yin
Sister Zhu will pray for the offering. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you. We thank you for giving us all the abundance. We should give the one tenth of what we have to you. So we should, you would open the heavenly window and give us whatever we need. Please examine our hearts. We give you whatever we have. Please accept and cleanse it. And use it in your service. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
现在是读经的时间。
Now it's the scripture reading time.
今天选读的经文是约翰福音第一章一到十四节。
The scripture in the book of John, chapter 1, verses 1 to 14.
在教会圣经新约部分第160页。
It's in page 160 in the New Testament in the Church Bible.
太初有道，道与神同在，道就是神，这道太初与神同在，万物是借着他造的，凡被造的没有一样不是借着他造的。生命在他里头，这生命就是人的光，光照在黑暗里，黑暗却不接受光。有一个人是从神那里差来的，名叫约翰，这人来为要做见证，就是为光做见证，叫众人因他可以信。他不是那光，乃是要为光做见证。那光是真光，照亮一切生在地上世上的人。他在世界，世界也是借着他造的，世界却不认识他。他到自己的地方来，自己的人倒不接待他。凡接待他的，就是信他名的人，他就赐他们权柄做神的儿女。这等人不是从血气生的，不是从情欲生的，也不是从人意生的，乃是从神生的。道成了肉身，住在我们中间，匆匆忙忙的有恩典，有真理。我们也见过他的荣光，正是父独生子的荣光。谢谢神的话语。我们今天的信息题目是黑暗世界中的光。
The title of the sermon today is Light in the Dark World.
我们把时间交给 Joseph 弟兄。
Now, Brother Joseph.
Good morning.
早上好。
Well, today's sermon is about light. So I'm so thankful that God gave us a very bright morning.
今天早上我们的讲道是有关光的，所以我们感谢神给我们明媚的阳光。
Sam, can I ask you to open this curtain so that the light come in?
So, 要他要我打开窗户，把光进来。
Oh, that's even better. Okay, let's begin with a word of prayer.
我们开始祷告。
Yeah, dear Jesus.
亲爱的耶稣基督。
You are the light of the world.
你是世界的光。
Let your light shine through.
让光照进来。
Let your light fill this sanctuary.
让光照在这个神殿里。
And shine within our hearts.
在我们心里充满了光。
Let your light shine in all the churches in America today.
让你的光在所有美国的教会充满了光。
So that you will be glorified.
所以你得到荣耀。
Amen.
Amen.
You know, at dawn, you know, in early morning, even when the sky is still dark, the bird will start singing to let us know that daylight is coming.
黎明的时候，黎明时分，天上一片黑暗，但是鸟开始唱歌了，预告一天的要到来了。
Now, John chapter 1, you know, the passage we just read, talks about the light that is coming to the world.
刚才我们念到那个约翰一章里面讲到光照进来了。
And that light is Jesus.
那个光就是耶稣基督。
Now, why does our world need the light?
我们世界为什么要需要光呢？
Because our world is covered with darkness.
因为我们这个世界是黑暗的世界。
Darkness causes evil to prosper.
所以黑暗是魔鬼，是罪恶能够繁衍。
Now, if you watch the news, you would know that this is a dark world.
如果你们看新闻的话，你们就会知道这是一个罪恶的黑暗的世界。
At the international level, there is war, there is terrorism.
在国际的层面上来看，我们有战争，有恐怖。
At the society level, there is crime, there is corruption, and there is injustice.
在社会的层面上来看呢，有犯罪，有堕落，有非正义。
And every day, we hear news about companies making unsafe food to make money.
每一天我们都会听到有消息说有些公司他们生产那个不安全的食物为了赚钱。
I recently ordered some a toy for my son in the internet and it's been like 2 months now we still haven't gotten it yet.
所以我最近呢通过网上为我的儿子订了一些玩具，已经有2个多月了，但是我们从来都没听到。
I called them, I emailed them, they still never respond.
我给他们打电话，给他们写那个电子信，但是从来没听到他们的回音。
Now, you know, technology is now very advanced, and now everybody uses the internet to get information.
所以技术现在很发达了，我们大家都用网页或者上网去给他得到消息。
But do you know what's the most popular website?
但是我们是不是知道就是最畅销的那个网页是什么
？It's pornographic websites.
是黄色的网页。
Yeah, this is a dark world.
这是一个黑暗的世界。
Okay, now let's go to the individual level.
让我们看到从个人的层面来看。
People cheat one another, hurt one another, and talk badly of one another.
所以大家互相欺骗，互相伤害，而且互相在中伤。
And people are jealous of others who have more than them, and look down on others who have less than them.
有的人有的比较多，财产比较多，大家就嫉妒他；有的人地位比较低，大家就看不起他。
This is a world that crucified a pure, perfect human being, Jesus Christ.
就是这个世界把一个纯洁的、圣洁的人送上了十字架，那就是我们的耶稣基督。
This is how dark our world is.
你看这个世界有多么的黑暗。
You wonder where the darkness comes from?
有时候你会想，这个黑暗是从哪来的呢？
Well, if you let's assume that you have this ability to hear people's thinking.
让我们假设一下，你有一种能力能够听到人们脑子里在想什么。
I'm sure after 1 week you'll be so sickened by all that you heard.
我肯定过了一个星期以后，你会在这个一星期里面你听到的，你感到非常的恶心。
And you don't want to have this ability anymore.
所以你也再也不需要，再也不想要这种能力了。
You realize how ugly.People's thoughts are.
你会看到这个人们的思维是多么的肮脏。
And thoughts come from our heart.
这个思维呢是从心灵而来。
So the darkness in this world is actually coming from the darkness in our heart.
所以这个世界的黑暗实际上是我们心灵的黑暗而来。
So knowing that this is a dark world makes us appreciate the light of Jesus.
我们知道这是一个黑暗的世界，那我们就更能够珍惜耶稣基督的阳光。
Now even if our eyes are normal.We if there is no light, we are still blind.
尽管我们的眼睛很正常，如果没有光，我们仍旧不能看。
That's why the light is so important.
为什么光很重要
？As Jesus is the light, the devil is the darkness.
耶稣基督是光，所以魔鬼是黑暗。
And darkness causes people to be blind.
黑暗使大家变得盲目无知。
Now some people think that blindness is caused by lack of education or lack of intelligence.
有些人认为我们盲目无知是因为我们没有受到高等的教育，或者我们没有智慧。
But the truth is, blindness is simply the absence of light in our life.
事实是，我们的黑暗或者盲目无知是因为我们生活当中没有光。
Without the light of Jesus, many people would walk around. Many educated people, many intelligent people would walk in darkness.
没有耶稣基督的光，很多受过高等教育、很明智的人就在黑暗里面行走。
Just like blind people, they would stumble and get hurt.
就像盲人一样，他们会跌倒，会绊跌。
They often repeat the same mistake over and over again.
他们三番五次重犯同样的错误。
I just learned recently that scientists discover about half the bee population in the East Coast have disappeared.
我最近刚刚了解到，就在东海岸，有50%的蜜蜂开始逐渐消失了。
Some scientists believe that this may be caused by cell phone towers.
所以有些科学家认为，就是说是手机的塔引起了50%蜜蜂的消失。
Now, cell phone towers transmit very powerful microwaves.
所以因为那个手机塔，它是把那个电子信号送得很远。
And that may have distorted the magnetic eyes of the bees so that they get confused and not able to go back to their hives.
所以因为那个蜜蜂呢，它有磁铁的眼睛，有着这个微波就打乱了蜜蜂的那个眼睛的磁铁，那个眼睛的能力。
So in the same way, the devil distorts the truth so that we cannot see our way home.
同样，魔鬼使我们的视觉打乱了，所以我们没办法找到回家的路。
See, our goal in this life is to return home, to return to our heavenly home.
So, 我们生活的目的就是回家，回天上的家。
Because that's where our heavenly Father is.
因为在那个家里，我们天上的父住在那。
Some people say that, you know, one of the reasons that everybody say, okay, there's no place like home.
哎呀，有人说，我们有个原因就是为什么东好西好是吧？草库、金库、银库不如我们家的一个草库是吧？就家是最好了。
The reason why we find our family or our home so attractive is because it reminds us of something that we really want, and that is the heavenly home.
因为我们的家为什么是最好呢？因为这提醒我们真正的生活中要的东西，那就是我们天上的家。
Our heavenly home is where the light is. Everywhere else is darkness.
我们天上的家是光的所在，所有的地方都是黑暗。
If bees cannot go back to their hives, they would die.
如果蜜蜂回不到他们的蜂巢，他们就死。
If we cannot find our way home, we will perish in darkness.
我们如果找不到回天堂的家，那么我们会在黑暗当中遭到毁灭。
In the night when Jesus was born, there was a bright star shining in the sky.
当耶稣基督诞生的那天，在晚上，在天空有个强烈的光。
It was a light shining in the darkness.
这是在黑暗当中划过的一道闪光。
You remember the Bible, right? Describe an event where some people were preparing to throw stones at an adulteress.
我们也许记得在圣经里有这样一个故事，有些人他们捡起石头，对一个那个奸淫的妇女扔过去，朝一个奸淫的妇女扔过去。
Yeah, it was a case where sinners trying to throw stone at another sinner.
在这个故事讲的就是呢，罪人用石头扔打另一个罪人。
It was like darkness against darkness.
就像黑暗与黑暗在征战。
This is our world.
这就是我们的世界。
But then enter the light.
然后呢，光进来了。
And the light said, "Let the first one who don't have sin throw the first stone."
这个光开始说话了。他说，如果没有罪的人，让没有罪的人先扔第一块石头。
And then one by one they dropped their stones.
这些罪人呢，一个一个都把石头丢下了，走了。
And then the light said to the woman,
那个光对那个妇女说
，Neither will I condemn you, go and sin no more.
我也不定你的罪，回家去吧，不要再犯罪了。
So when the light enters, the darkness lifted.
所以当光进来的时候呢，黑暗就消失了。
The sunlight allows the sinners to see the sin. I'm sorry. Let me try it again.The sunlight allowed the stone throwers see the sinner.
乐光使扔石头那些罪犯看到的犯罪的人。
But the spiritual light allowed them to see their own sin.
心灵的光是那些罪人看到他们自己的罪。
So eyes without light are blind.
眼睛要是没有光的话，就是盲人。
And minds without the light of Jesus are still dumb.
心里没有光的话的话，没有耶稣这个光的话呢，就是 dumb. Okay, 就是愚蠢愚笨。
So only with Jesus can we see life as it really is.
只有有耶稣的光，我们才能看到真正的光。
You know when my wife and I go shopping for paint, you know, for our house.
我的太太和我一起到油漆商店去买油漆。
There are many colors you can choose from.
有很多颜色。
And you look at each color, but the only way you can find out a true color is not to look at it in the store. You got to bring it outside to the sunlight.
所以在店里有很多颜色的油漆，但是你要看真正的看到是什么颜色呢？看出真正的颜色。你要把它拿出电，在真的热光下面才能辨别。
You see, the true color can only be revealed by sunlight.
真正的可本色只有在热光下才能显露出来。
It does not matter how sharp our eyes is.
这无所谓，就你的眼睛到底好还是不好无所谓。
Without light, we will not be able to see.
没有光就看不见。
It does not matter how smart we are. Without the light of Jesus, we will not understand.
不管我们有多么聪明。没有耶稣基督的光，我们就不能理解。
Let me ask you a question. Which is stronger, light or darkness?
我问你们一个问题：光和暗哪一个更强烈
？Now in John chapter 1 verse 5, it says that the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not overcome it.
在约翰福音第一章第五节里面说：光照在黑暗里，黑暗不接受光。
Darkness can never overcome the light.
黑暗永远不可能战胜这个光。
Okay, a few days ago is Mid Autumn Festival, right?
在几天前是中秋节。
I'm sure many of you go out and look at the bright moon.
我知道很多人都出去看到那个很明亮的月亮。
But did you know that the moon is just as bright in daytime as in nighttime?
我们是不是也体会到，就是说白天黑夜这个月亮是同样的发光
？But at night time, because it is dark, the brightness just seems brighter.
因为在晚上，因为一片都是黑暗，所以月光显得非常明亮。
So darkness will never overcome the light. In fact, it would actually enhance the light.
尽管黑夜永远胜不了明亮的光，但是它反面衬托着那个光。
So when darkness tried to crucify Jesus, you know, crucify the light by crucifying Jesus, the light only shines brighter.
所以当黑暗把耶稣基督送到十字架的时候呢，耶稣基督的光反而更明亮。
In Matthew chapter 5 verse 14, Jesus said, you are the light of the world.
马太福音chapter 14?
Matthew 5, chapter 14.
Chapter 5,
verse 14.
Okay. 马太福音第五章十四节说说耶稣基督就是光。
So the light of the world still shine.
因为世界上的光还在照耀。
But through us.
但是这个光是通过我们照耀出去。
So we are the light in the midst of this dark world.
在黑暗当中我们就是光。
The world is getting darker.
世界变得越来越黑暗。
But this means that our light will shine even brighter.
这就意味着我们的光越来越明亮。
The church is like a lighthouse in a dark sea.
教会呢，就像一片黑暗的海洋当中的一个灯塔。
It warns ships of the dangerous rock.
所以这个灯塔呢，给船来往船只预示着在海面下面的岩石的危险性。
So the church should warn the people.The danger of perishing in spiritual darkness.
所以教会呢，应该为我们所有的人都提醒到，就是说，在黑暗当中，我们又被遭到摧毁的危险。
Do you all know that Dalai Lama is coming to Ithaca in 10 days?
大家是不是都知道，达赖喇嘛在十天左右就要到伊斯卡，到伊斯加来了
？Yeah, all the tickets were sold out in 50 seconds.
在大概不到一分钟之内，所有的票子都售完了，都卖完了。
Yeah, let us pray that Dalai Lama would see the light when he comes to Ithaca.
让我们一起为达赖喇嘛祷告。当他到以色列来的时候呢，他会看到真光。
I hope one day the Dalai Lama will become a Jesus follower so that he can bring the true light to the whole world.
我希望有一天达赖喇嘛会成为耶稣基督的信徒，所以他把耶稣基督的光带到世界上去。
Each of us can bring the true light to our own small world.
所以我们在座的每一个人都可以在这个世界带来一点光。
So here are some steps so that our light can shine bright.
有一些步骤我们要是遵循的话呢，我们的光就会得越来越明亮。
Well, to start, we have to first let the light enter into our heart.
首先我们必须要让这些光进入我们的心里。
By accepting Jesus, the light of the world, into our life.
只要我们接受耶稣基督，这个光就进了我们的心里。
And now that we have the light in our heart, now we have to add oil to it by reading the word regularly.
所以心里有了光，然后我们就要在光上要加油。这是什么油呢？就是每天要定期的读圣经。
Yeah, the word of God is like oil to our lamp.
So, 圣经，神的话语就像我们灯的油。
It will make our light burn bright.
所以使我们的灯光越来越明亮。
And step three,
第三步，
we got to keep our light from being dimmed by sin.
所以我们的光要避免由于那个罪恶使它呢暗淡下去。
We must rely on the Holy Spirit to be holy.
我们必须按照圣灵而使我们成圣。
You know, when we go out in the dark, we always choose a bright flashlight.
所以我们要是在夜里行路的时候，我们经常会选择最亮的手电筒。
So in the same way, God will choose the bright lamp to light up the dark world.
同样，神也会在这个罪恶的黑暗的世界里面给我们最大的强的光。
Now, to be a light in the midst of darkness means that we don't say that it is okay because everyone else is doing it.
所以要是在黑暗当中成为一线光的话呢，我们不会像其他人一样，其他人做什么我也做什么。
Because light is opposite to darkness, so we have to be different from the world.
因为光和黑暗是相反相对的，所以我们呢，因为在这个黑暗世界里面，我应该像这个黑暗世界不同。
For example, people in this world are very unforgiving, so we need to be forgiving and merciful.
比如说在这个世界里面人们很斤斤计较，但是我们应该要宽宏大量。
And we have to refrain from watching sexual pictures and movies.
我们不应该看黄色的电影。
We should not talk badly of other people.
我们不应该和其他人顶嘴。
We should not use unethical ways to reduce our taxes.
我们不应该用不正当的方法少交税。
We should not copy computer software without license.
我们不应该复制计算机的软件。
Because sin is like dirt, you know, throwing at a candle.
就是罪呢，就像这一个灯的一个蜡烛火光的时候，你把那个灰扔上去，使那个光就暗淡下去了。
And the dirt will make the fire much dimmer.
所以那个灰呢，使光慢慢慢慢的暗淡。
So to be used by God, we need to be holy. We need to be separate from sin.
如果要为神所用，我们就应该变成神圣。就应该和罪远离罪。
And step four, we should put our lamp high so that by demonstrating goodness to others.
第四步就是把我们的光高高的举起，来为其他的众人显现。
You know, like in the big cities, right? All these stores, they tend to have very bright neon lights.
所以在大城市里面经常会有霓虹灯光。
The reason why they have such bright light is to attract customers to come in.
因为那些商店有了霓虹灯光就可以吸引顾客。
And so when our light shine, it would naturally attract people to come to us.
所以当我们的光发光的时候呢，当然很多人就会朝我们这个地方过来。
And we'll have more opportunities to share that light with other people.
我们就会有很多机会把这个光传给其他人。
In Ephesians chapter 5 verse 8,
在以弗所书第五章第八节，
It read, For you are once darkness, but now you are the light in the Lord.Live as children of light, for the fruit of the light consists in all goodness, righteousness, and truth. Have nothing to do with the deeds of darkness, but rather expose them.
以弗所书五章八节，从前你们是暗昧的，但如今在主里面是光明的。行事为人，就当像光明的子女。光明所结的果子，就是一切良善、公义、诚实。那暗昧无益的事。不要与人同行，倒要责备行这事的人。
I remember Pastor Su told a story about himself. He was watching with a group of men, an X-rated movie.
我记得许牧师曾经跟我们讲过这样一件事，他有一次跟几个男同学在一起看黄色 X-rated 是吧，打 X 记号的那个影片。
And in the middle of the movie, he decided to walk out.
刚刚开始的时候看了刚刚看了一点，他就走出去了。
And many others followed.
所以其他人也跟着他走出去了。
So by doing that, he exposed the darkness.
这样呢，他就揭露了黑暗。
Now every year, the freshmen coming to Ithaca College, they are required to read a book.
所以每年以色迦学院他们新生进校的时候呢，他们都需要念一本书。
And this year, the book happens to be about Cultural Revolution.
今年呢，这本书正好是有关文化革命的。
And when I saw that the book was about Cultural Revolution, and because I'm Chinese, I just want, you know, decided to volunteer to be a book discussant.
所以我看到这本书是有关文化革命的，是中文的，中国的，有关中国的，所以我也是中国人，我就自愿的参加那些讨论的会议。
But then after I volunteer, I found out that the book is about a high school boy who was sent to the village during the Cultural Revolution.
当我看了这部书以后呢，我才知道这部书是一个中国的中学生被送到农村，在文化当中被送到农村去了。
And in the village, he met a beautiful girl.
在农村里，他会见了一个漂亮的姑娘。
And they had a romantic and then a sexual relationship.
在农村他们见面以后呢，有了一段浪漫史，然后过了新生。
And the girl became pregnant and then obtained an abortion.
所以这女孩呢，她怀孕了，又堕胎了。
And the story sort of implied that the abortion was a way that can be used to undo the mistake the two have made.
所以这本书呢，主要就讲通过堕胎以后呢，那么他们就可以把那个犯的错误就抹消了。
You know, I thought that this book has a dark story. It's not appropriate for freshmen to read.
我认为对新生来说这本书不合适，它有阴暗的一面。
And I regret, you know, for having volunteered to discuss it.
我感到我自愿的去讨论这个问题呢，做了一件错事。
And it turned out this was the first year when a book discussant have to discuss the book in front of all 1,600 freshmen.
这碰巧呢，这又是第一年在1,600多个新生面前我们谈这些书。
But God turned this dilemma into an opportunity.
但是上帝呢，把这个困境转为了机会。
I have this opportunity to talk about the pain and the consequence of abortion.
所以我有一个机会呢，来谈论这个痛苦和那个堕胎以后的后果。
And after my discussion, few people came up and telling me that they really appreciate the talk.
所以在我谈论以后呢，不少人就到我面前说我讲得不错。
Well, I'm not boasting about my talk.
我当然不是说我讲得很好啊。
I'm boasting about the light that is inside me that enables me to expose the darkness.
我赞扬我内心的那个光，使我能够揭露了黑暗。
Now, my two children, Joshua and Victoria, had gone to Christian school for many years.
我的两个孩子，一个是约书亚，一个是维多利亚，他们好多年一直在教会学校念书。
Now, this year, my wife and I decided to let them go to Ithaca High School.
今年我的太太和我们决定让他们去以色迦高中。
Just make sure you understand, Ithaca High is not a Christian school.
所以我们都应该知道，以色迦高中不是一个教会学校。
Now our concern is that, if they go to this public school, they might be influenced by not so good people.
所以我们的担心呢，就是他们到这所公立学校去的话呢，会不会受到其他不好孩子的影响
？Our hope is that Joshua and Victoria will not be influenced.By such people.
我们的希望是这两个小孩不会被其他人受其他人的影响。
Our prayer is that the opposite would happen, that they would be a light in the school.
我们为他们祷告，希望呢他们在那个学校里面成为一个光。
You know, I'm sure many of you have heard of graduation speeches.
所以大家都会听到就是毕业以后要做演讲。
Yeah, in many cases, the speaker would encourage the graduates to.Dream big dreams to change the world, to make a difference.
经常呢，在毕业演讲者呢，他们会鼓励毕业生，做宏大的梦， 就是创造着宏大的前途。
But the truth is, before we can change the world, we must first change ourselves.
但事实是呢，我们要是改变世界的话呢，我们应当先改变自己。
If we want to light up the world, we must first light up our own heart.
如果我们要想在世界上成为一个光的话呢，我们自己心里要有一个光。
Without Jesus, our heart is naturally dark.
没有耶稣基督这个光，我们心里自然是一片黑暗。
Now some religions believe that we can kind of create a light within ourselves by following certain discipline.
有些宗教认为，我们要是遵照一些原则的话呢，我们可以在自己心里照出光来。
But this is not possible because we are not born with any light inside us.
这不可能，因为我们生来就是一片黑暗。
For the soil to grow plant, it must first receive the seed.
要是土壤里面要长出植物来，首先有种子。
So to have a light inside us, we must first receive the light of the world.
我们里面有光的话呢，我们首先要从世界上取得一些光进来。
Jesus did not say, I'll give you light. Jesus said that I am the light.
耶稣基督并没有说我给你光，耶稣就说我就是光。
Now, physical light can enter into us only through one organ, and that is through the eyes.
所以外面的光，热光，自然热光要进入我们里面，它自然通过眼睛进来。
And Jesus, the spiritual light, can only enter into us through one organ, and that is through the heart.
耶稣基督这个光进入我们的话，一定是进入我们心里面。
Now Jesus offered to enter into our heart to become our companion, to become our light.
所以耶稣基督他这个光要进入我们心里面，成为我们的良友。
The truth is that we are all sinners and we all deserve to be punished.
事实是我们都是罪人，都要受到审判。
But God loved us so much that He sacrificed His Son to save us.
上帝是如此的爱我。爱我们每一个人，把他的唯一的儿子送到我们这里面来。
And that is the truth.
那就是真理。
The truth is so simple, but yet so profound.
耶稣基督来到世间拯救我们，这个真理是这样的简单，又是如此的深奥。
We cannot understand this truth unless we let the light of Jesus shine on our mind.
除非我们让耶稣基督这个光进到我们心里，亮在我们脑里，我们就不能认清这个真理。
This world has only two sides.
这个世界有两面。
Light and darkness.
亮的一面，暗的一面。
There are no other sides.
除此以外没有其他的面。
And we must make a choice.
我们必须做出选择。
See, we are born into the dark side because we were born without any light inside us.
生来我们生在暗的一面，因为我们心里面有亮光。
That's why we need to be born again with the light in our heart.
所以我们要重生。这样我们心里就有亮光。
Then we would cross over from darkness to light.
这样我们就从黑暗里面进入光明。
From death to life.
从死到生。
From curse to blessing.
从诅咒到祝福。
From despair to hope.
从绝望到希望。
Some people ask, how can you believe, or how can we believe in a person we cannot see?
有些人会说，我们如果没有见到，我们又怎么信呢？
A famous writer once wrote, the best and the most beautiful things in the world cannot be seen or even be touched. They must be felt with the heart.
一个很著名的作家曾经写道，世界上最美丽的、最佳的东西是没法看见，甚至没法碰触的、触摸的。我们只能用心灵去体会。
Can you guess who that writer was?
想想这个作家是谁呢？
Well, it was Helen Keller.
Helen Keller.
Yes, the famous blind writer, highly respected by all Chinese.
中国人非常敬重的是一个盲人作家 Helen Keller.
Yes.
Helen Keller.
Why our eyes...could not see, but our heart could see the most beautiful light in the world, Jesus.
即使我们眼睛看不见，但是我们心灵也能够看到那个光，这就是耶稣基督的光。
If you have not yet put your faith in Jesus, I ask you to open your heart today to let the light in.
如果你现在还没有信仰基督的话，我们就请求你打开你的心门，让耶稣基督光进来。
Is there anyone here today who want to invite the light to come in?
在座的各位有没有要邀请这个光，耶稣基督光进入你的心灵？
I ask you that not be afraid. Just raise your hand, and we can pray together.
也不要腼腆，啊，只要你一举起手，我们就一起可以祷告。
Is there anyone today who would like to receive the light?
在座有没有希望接受这个光的？
Now, if we let the light in, this is the consequence. We will no longer be blind.
如果我们让光进来的话呢，结果就是我们不再是盲目了。
We will see the true color of life.
我们会见到生活真正的本色。
And we'll become a light of the world.
我们会成为这世界上的一个光。
Is there anyone today?
有没有大家在座的有没有要让光进来的？
I ask you to think about it when you go home, and hopefully you will let the light enter very soon in your future.
所以当你回家的时候再想一想，希望你在最近让这个光进入你的心里。
Okay, let us pray.
让我们一起祷告。
Jesus, you are the light of the world.
耶稣基督，你是世上的光。
Let your light shine upon us.
让你的光照在我们每一个人身上。
Cast away all the darkness in our heart.
驱除所有的黑暗。
And let our light shine through before man.
让我们的光在人面前发光闪耀。
So that they will praise and glorify you.
他们会赞美和荣耀你。
Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Brother Joseph, for your wonderful sermon.
现在是欢迎和报告的时间。
It's now time for welcoming and reports.
如果您是第一次来我们教会，请您站起来介绍您自己，让我们能够认识您。
If this is your first time to be here with us in this church, please stand up and give a brief introduction of yourself.
Please
greet each other of the closest neighbor. Let's look at the announcements.
第一个报告事项是十二月中下旬，我们教会有两场布道会。
In the mid and late October, there are two evangelical meetings.
十月十二号到十四号将由刘志雄长老来我们教会进行国语布道。
From October 12th to 14th, Elder Liu would come to us to lead the evangelical meeting in Chinese, Mandarin Chinese.
主题是永恒的生命。
The theme is eternal life.
十月二十六日到二十八日是袁启恩牧师来带领广东话的布道会。
October 26th to 28th, Pastor 袁启恩 will lead the Cantonese Evangelical Meeting.
希望大家预留时间，并且邀请亲朋好友来到我们教会来聆听我们非常好的信息。
Please mark your calendar and prepare time.Also, please invite your friends, family members, to this evangelical meeting.
第二项是我们星期三，这周星期三晚上有祷告会。
This coming Wednesday, there will be a prayer meeting for the whole church.
希望大家预留时间。
Please also prepare your time for that.
第三项是下主日，十月七号早上我们没有主日学。
Next Sunday, that's October 7th, there will be no.Bible study, Sunday school.
但是万传道会利用九点四十五分到十一点这段时间，在我们教会的地下室开设一个布道会的陪谈培训班。
However, Minister Wan Ruo Lian will prepare a special meeting for us to help to prepare us how to have the individual meetings or talks after the evangelical meeting.
欢迎所有心传福音的弟兄姐妹预留时间。
So we also welcome all the brothers and sisters attend this meeting, special meeting, training.
下一周是 Cornell 的秋假，第一堂没有崇拜，但是第二堂照样有崇拜，并且巴士接送照样进行。
是第二堂。
第二堂。
Okay. So next Sunday is the fall break for Cornell University. So there is no first session, Sunday session. So, but the second session will continue. And there will bus pick up for the second session.
有没有补充报告?
Any additional announcements?
啊，没有补充报告，让我们起立唱三一颂。
All right, please, we'll sing doxology. Let us all pray.
亲爱的父神，我们感谢你。
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you.
因为你把世界的光，你就是世界上的光。
You are the light of this world.
你把主耶稣基督的恩惠和恩典赐给我们。
You give us the grace of Jesus to us.
让我们靠着他，我们有永生。
Relying on him, we have eternal life.
我们也求主你自己来用你的光不仅照亮我们。
We also pray that the Lord, dear Lord, please shine upon us with your own light.
也借着我们让我们能够照亮这个世界。
And by using us, we will light up the world too.
为你做美好的见证。
And we'll be witness for you.
愿主耶稣基督的恩惠、天父上帝的慈爱、圣灵的感动与交通
May the grace of Jesus and the Lord and the fellowship with the Lord be with us forever.
We pray in
Jesus' name.
Amen.
Please be seated.
会后楼下有简便的午餐。
There will be a simple lunch served downstairs.
请大家留步一起用餐。
Please enjoy or go to lunch with us.